Hey everybody, welcome here. If we haven't met, my name is Ben. I am one of the pastors here at Cornerstone Community Church. We are glad you're joining us. If you are new here to our church or just stopping by and watching us here, thank you for joining us. Welcome here. We want to get to the sermon in just a minute, but first we're going to go to an edition, our latest edition of the Cornerstone Check-In with the pre-shaved version of our one of our guests there, and then we are going to read some scripture. We'll hear from the sermon in just a second. See you in a minute.
Hey everybody, it's the Zierses. We are on our deck right now enjoying a nice beautiful day. We hope that everybody is staying safe and doing well during this time. Of course, I'm busy being on the radio part-time. Sometimes I'm at work and sometimes I'm here. It's been fun, not gonna lie, it's been kind of nice. Of course, we're also having a little fun with our puppies here too, aren't we? Christy, yeah. You've been pretty busy yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm not sure if everyone knows that I switched jobs about a year ago, so I'm the communications director for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. So to say the least, it's been a little stressful, a little busy. But we're slowly seeing things improve, and just thank everyone for staying safe, for staying at home, and really appreciate everyone.
Everybody is doing well otherwise with our families as well, and we're just hoping that one day we get to go see everybody back at church on Sunday. But in the meantime, just keep going to church every week, enjoy the sermons and enjoy the services online, but it'll be great to get back to church. So everybody stay safe. Have a great weekend, and always praise God for keeping us healthy and safe and doing what we need to do. So, thank you.
Bye.
These are from the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber.
Chapter 10, verse 5. A wise youth harvests in the summer, but one who sleeps during harvest is a disgrace.
Chapter 12, verse 11. A hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasy has no sense.
Chapter 12, verse 14. Wise words bring many benefits, and hard work brings rewards.
Chapter 13, verse 4. Lazy people want much but get little, but those who work hard will prosper.
Chapter 14, verse 23, work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty.
Chapter 21, verse 25, despite their desires, the lazy will come to ruin, for their hands refuse to work.
Chapter 31, verse 17, she is energetic and strong, a hard worker.
All right. Thank you, Rick and Mona, for reading scripture. Thanks, Sean and Christy, for checking in with us. If you didn't catch it, I believe Sean shaved his head on Facebook Live for a good cause. So please feel free to enjoy that if you can find that video on Facebook. I need to do that later today. Well, we are back in our series in Proverbs that I am calling Word to the Wise, Extraordinary Wisdom for Extraordinary Times. And today we are going to be talking about something that most of us spend most of our time awake doing, which is work. We're going to be talking about being work-wise today. Please feel free if you want to say it in the comments, if I'll read them afterwards, but if you'd like to comment how you are working right now, whether that is for your job, whether that's at home doing something for your role there, whether there is some other thing you are working at, working on, put that in the comments. I'd love to see how everyone is working during this season. But working is what we spend about half of the time that we are awake doing. If you sleep for 8 hours, which I know for some of us, myself included, that's a bit of a stretch, But if you sleep for 8 hours and you are awake for 8 hours at home, you've got 8 hours at work for most of us. That's our typical work week if you are employed full time. But even outside of a job, most of us spend most of our time doing something. We spend our time at work. It's a huge chunk of our lives. And so given that, I want to talk about work today. Work doesn't just mean your job. Your job can play a big part of your work. Absolutely. For most of us, it does. But work is bigger than that. Work is what you're doing with your time, your energy, your resources. And for many of us, like I said, our job's a major player, but it's not just that. We can apply these principles that Proverbs teaches us to all of the work we do in our lives. If you are unable to have a job, whether you are unemployed, you may be disabled, you still have work to do. If you are a stay-at-home parent, first of all, don't tell anybody you don't have work. You work a ton. It is crazy how much work you have. This applies to your work. If you are retired, but you like to get things done around the house, you like to still volunteer, this wisdom is for you. So let's take a look at what the book of Proverbs has to tell us regarding our work. Thanks again for reading Rick and Mona. If you caught what they were saying, what they were reading scripture-wise, you'll know we are going to be bouncing around the book of Proverbs a few different places today. But let's dive in. You can either follow along in your Bibles or I will put the scriptures up on the screen. This first scripture hits a little bit close to home. For me, for many of us, a little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. Then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. That's out of Proverbs 6, 10 through 11. If all you want to do is sleep, things will not go well for you. If you don't work, things won't go well for you. If you have ever laid in bed for a few days, whether you had to, whether you just wanted to rest a little bit too much, you know this is true. Your body starts to atrophy. It just happens. Sorry, pupster. You are outside of God's will on this one. No rest for you. I jest there a little bit. Obviously, we all need rest. We all need sleep. But if that's the only thing you do in life, life is not going to go well for you. This is actually confirmed in our next passage out of Proverbs 10, Proverbs 10:5. A wise youth harvests in the summer, but one who sleeps during the harvest is a disgrace. Farmers know better than most of us that there are some seasons where you end up resting frequently, and there are some seasons where you have to work hard, where you are constantly, consistently working. And this passage is saying, don't be one of those people sleeping through the harvest. I don't know if any of our college students are here listening. If you are, please, I beg you, don't sleep through class. It's not worth it. I know those hours of sleep during college are precious. Don't sleep during class. Don't sleep through it. You're spending a lot of money and you're missing out on something that will help equip you for the rest of your life. Don't sleep through class. Learn from many of our examples that went before you. There's actually a clear difference in this Bible passage that we're looking at here. But we see a clear difference between their time and our time now. Because the main industry in biblical times was farming. It was gathering food, harvesting. That was very important to them. But unlike now, there was no floodlight they could put on their combine or out in their field to brighten things up after the sun went down for the night, after night came. They only could work during the day. And so somebody who was squandering the day by sleeping during their only available working hours, that was a big deal to miss on the only time you could work. That's not the position that we are in now. Through technology access, whether you are working, I know many people have worked on construction sites. We have lights for that. Even just through technology here, I'm reading my sermon actually off of my email, and the email is connected to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And if we're not careful, I know this for me, if I am not careful, I check it almost 24 hours a day. I keep looking at it if I don't set up boundaries. Some of us may struggle with being lazy. That's certainly something the Bible warns us about. But our culture also struggles with the opposite. We struggle with overwork because there are very few jobs that will insist you take a rest. Most jobs want to have you work as hard as you can, and so they don't complain if you're checking your emails at midnight. I just want to say this here. Your value does not come from your job. Your value does not come from your role in life. Your value comes from you being a human being made in the image of the living God. That's where your value comes from. So you don't need to overwork yourself, nor should you be lazy. It's about diligence. And diligence is finding the balance. All life is about balance, right? Finding the balance between being lazy, which is not a good thing, and overworking, which is also not healthy for us. The next passage here, Proverbs 12:11. A hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies has no sense. I'm just going to put up a small asterisk here slightly, because in some places we have a system that does not reward people for their hard work. Just as an example, I'll throw out Amazon. Jeff Bezos is the CEO of Amazon, and the team that created Amazon had a brilliant idea, creating this hub to become an online marketplace. That was a great idea. He is now the richest man in the world. But he is still getting richer and richer by the day, while the people that are working hard for his company, that are at his warehouses, that are working hard, they are notoriously not rewarded well for their labor. They are put in danger. Pandemic aside, I mean, there is some danger from that, but there is a lot of other danger that comes from working in an Amazon warehouse, working for Amazon in general. And this company is not the only one. Jeff Bezos isn't the only one here, but they're a large company that I'd recommend not supporting now if you can. Yes, it's convenient and fast, but it comes at a human cost. So if you find something on Amazon, you find an item that you want, go to that company's website, see if you can order it from them directly. It probably won't come as quickly. It may not be quite as convenient. But it's better to support companies directly that are working to improve lives around the world. Amazon has a track record that is, at least right now, not the greatest. For the most part, though, for the most part, this passage, here, let me put it back up here, this passage in Proverbs 12 helps us see that if you work hard, you'll be more successful. You get out of things what you put into them. So in other words, don't be lazy. Caitlin found this week. I'm going to put it up on the screen. A teacher was on a Zoom call and said this: today one of my fourth grade students renamed himself Reconnecting on our Zoom call and pretended that he was having internet issues to avoid participating in our lesson. Go ahead and see if you can spot the flaw in this fourth grader's plan. Need to work a little bit on spelling there. Don't be lazy. Don't try and take shortcuts. Work hard. This next passage is very similar. Proverbs 12:14. Wise words bring many benefits, and hard work brings many rewards. Or hard work brings rewards. 12:14. Kind of speaks for itself. I don't feel like I need to elaborate there. The next passage here, moving along to Proverbs 13:4. Lazy people want much but get little, but those who work hard will prosper. I've been watching a reasonable amount of YouTube in this season, partially to learn things like this. I've learned a lot about technology that I did not know before, and one of the ways that we can do this, I can put things up on the screen, is because I spend a lot of time watching how-to videos on YouTube. I've even actually started watching YouTube to figure out how to Instagram a little bit better. Yes, I finally caved. I'm at Ben1Friesen on Instagram. I caved. I just finally had to do it. But one of the consistent things that is on YouTube that I cannot stand, it frustrates me to no end, is some YouTube ads of some, looks like some young people that are hanging out in the Turks and Caicos or the Bahamas or some, you know, secluded beach somewhere. And they come up and say, they, you know, get out of their Lamborghini or expensive sports car. And they say, hey, I made $100,000 this month with my business I started online, and I don't have to do anything. I can show you how to do this same thing with no effort. All you have to do is pay me $4.99 this month. Drives me up a wall. I hate these things because they are baloney. They are so full of baloney, they're not even worth the right spelling of the word baloney. That's how baloney they are. I didn't actually put it up. There it is. Baloney. Not even worth the right spelling. They frustrate me to no end. The selling point is that you can be lazy and get the life you want. But our passage of scripture tells us, experience tells us, that's not the case. Don't be fooled. If something is too good to be true, it probably is. Yes, some people do get rich quick. But unless they have a great idea or really good fortune, chances are they are most likely taking advantage of others, like all of these YouTube ads that I keep seeing. Don't be fooled by them. Next passage says something similar. Proverbs 14:23. Work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty. Talking about doing things and actually doing things is different. There is a gap between those. Have you ever had that one friend who's got a plan? Yeah, things are hard right now. Things are not going well, but they've got a plan. They've got an idea that's going to transform their life. It's actually the same plan they've had for years. They're just waiting on it to all come together. They're still waiting right now. Instead of just talking about things, we're reminded we need to actually do things. It's the same thing with our faith in Jesus. Talking about doing things for Jesus is okay. We are talking about doing things for Jesus now, but it's in actually doing things, actually living out our faith, where we get to spiritual riches. Take action. Don't just talk. Take action. Do things. The next verse agrees. Proverbs 21:25. Despite their desires, the lazy will come to ruin, for their hands refuse to work. As we go about our work, whether it is our job, our role in life, volunteering, whatever it is you are working at, do it diligently. Elsewhere in the Bible, it actually talks about this, out of Colossians 3:23. Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Finally, we come to the last verse that we're going to be looking at today in Proverbs 31. And this passage describes an ideal wife, but I think that we can apply it more to more than just that. I think it describes somebody that Proverbs is telling all of us to be like. Proverbs 31:17. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. Energetic, Caitlin. I don't think you've ran a marathon in a while. Do you want to, should we find, I bet we can find a marathon for you to sign up for, right?
No.
No? Kidding there. Kidding. This is not only about our physical energy. Some of us may not have a lot of physical energy, but it's our insistence, it's our persistence at whatever God has for us, at what God wants us to pursue. That's what makes us strong workers. And so I pray that at whatever you are working at, may you work at it wholeheartedly. May you be energetic and strong as you work. Because our world is watching, and our world needs to see that right now. And most of all, may you put hard work in all your life, but may you put hard work in as you follow after Jesus. Putting in the real work there, because walking the Jesus path, doing all of the things that Proverbs has taught us on work, on everything else, following Jesus is not easy. It is hard work, but it is the best way to live our lives, and it is the best thing we can do to connect with God, with others, and to the mission God has for every single one of us in this world. So whether you are hard at work now, whether you are anticipating getting back to the office, whether you have been doing the hard work of parenting in this pandemic season, volunteering, whatever you are working at, may you be the strong, energetic, and hard worker that our world needs. Let's pray together. Let's ask that we can all become this. God, as we have talked about work today, I am reminded that you set up work in the beginning, way back in Genesis. You designed human beings to have work, even telling us it is good for us to work. Our labor is a good thing. It's a gift. We pray and we ask that as we look this week at what work is like, as we seek to follow you more and more in this arena of work, whatever our work happens to be, that you would help us be strong and energetic workers, that you'd help us to be hard workers that are working for other people like we are working for you. Help us to work well. Help us to not be lazy. Help us to follow after you wisely. And may the work we do, the hard work we do, whether it is at our jobs, volunteering, as parents, family members, as anything, may the hard work that we do bring you glory, and may the hard work that we do move us closer and closer to you. Be with us, Lord, we pray, in Jesus' holy name, amen. Before I go, I want to... invite you further into prayer. Caitlin and I have been praying over the last few weeks for direction for our church, and we've invited our church to pray with us. If you are somebody who has been praying, if you sense a leading of what God is doing, what God is calling our church into, please reach out to me. Shoot me an email, text me, call me, however it's easiest, but reach out to me. Let's share with each other what God is calling us to, what we sense God is calling our church towards. And please keep praying. I'm going to be praying. Caitlin's going to be praying with me. We're going to pray on Wednesday evening again. We'll put details about that in the email and on Facebook, Instagram this week, all of that. But please keep praying that God will lead us. May you work well, church, with energy, strength. May you be the hardworking people that our world needs, and may that show other people your faith in Jesus. Work well. Go in peace.